Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yesterday, he told us about the snowblower that's essentially a Roomba. Greg Swan is a local marketing, digital media expert. He's the chief creative and strategy officer at the Social Lights in the Twin Cities, and he is in Las Vegas right now at the CES show. He joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Greg, you've had quite a day exploring some pretty crazy stuff on the show floor at CES.
That's right, Jason. I hit 15,000 steps, and it's only 3:30 here.
It's pretty good. I've been following you on Twitter. People can follow along at Greg Swan, and you've been posting kind of some of the demos that you've gotten to do and the things you get to check out. First of all, why don't you set the stage? I mean, what is the vibe like out there? What are your impressions from the first day of the CES show?
Yeah, so those who aren't familiar, the Consumer Electronics Show, it's the world's largest technology event. They're projecting 100,000 people here. You can probably hear them in the background. Innovations from autonomous cars to smart kitchens to you name it. And it's really about how humans live our lives in 2023 and how technology is intrinsically linked to it.
Some of this stuff seems, you know, when you look through at some of the items, immediately you think like, ah, this is probably close to being ready for prime time or ready to show up at a Best Buy or show up online for you to buy. Some of it is a little more kind of forward looking, right? Why don't you talk? I know you've put together a list of four things that really kind of jumped out at you today.
Yeah. So one of the big themes you're going to hear about this year is the metaverse of things. Really, the future of social media already includes virtual worlds. If you have any young people in your life, they're spending time on Roblox and Fortnite. At the show, we've got new VR headsets, augmented reality demos, new vests that where you can actually touch in virtual reality, a virtual smell so that you can smell what's going on, and some really big innovations in digital twins, the idea that we can scan things in the real world and then see them in the digital world. I myself got scanned by Sony's portable metaverse scanner, and it didn't hurt a bit, Jason.
Why do we want a digital Greg Swan in the metaverse?
Well, if that truly is going to be the future of social, it'll be important that we look like ourselves and that we're able to interact with each other. And then also, from a brand perspective, as we think about that at the Socialites, how that comes to life from products and services as brands want to connect with consumers.
Will it be maybe more reliable, like if you know what someone looks like, you see them, or are there still the same dangers with like people kind of spoofing identities in the metaverse space as there are right now on social media?
It's a good question. Humans will be human, so we'll always have trouble when we dig into the depths of where we're at. But I think that there's a lot of promise. And we saw this during the lockdown part of the pandemic, where a lot of us turned to Zoom or social media to connect with each other and just really stay in touch. And that's the true promise and the best part of this technology.
All right. Greg Swan is with the Social Lights. He's joining us live from Las Vegas in the CES show. And I was very interested, Greg, at your next experience that you can rent a satellite. What's that about?
That's right. So we've all gone onto Google Maps and maybe scouted out our neighborhood or looked at other countries. Now there's a technology called StarSphere where you'll be able to rent time on a satellite for up to 90 minutes and zoom in, change the aperture of where the lens is, and then you can get that content, share it on Instagram. It's your content. You can use it however you want.
Cool. 3M is out there, too?
Yeah, our local 3M out here with a very nice booth showing off their Post-it for Microsoft Teams. I think that hybrid work will probably be part of the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of brainstorming with Post-it notes, and this allows you to actually use that in Microsoft Teams, in co-working. They had some really cool virtual whiteboards and an augmented reality experience. Also, sharing what is going on with all these virtual reality lenses, there's Stream technology baked into that.
Huh.
So they're getting some credit for that here.
So how's it work? So it's like a traditional written Post-it note, but you can post it and it ends up digitally in the space with your coworkers?
Yeah, that's right. The technology really allows you to do a number of things, from capturing handwritten notes to something called Zen mode, which is like when you're in a brainstorm and you can virtual whiteboard out by yourself and then share with other people. Even searchable, finally, a way to search Post-it notes.
Huh. Cool. So you could organize your thought. I mean, I keep a lot of lists online, but there are times where you just want to jot something down on a Post-it note, you know?
Yeah, and there's something about collaborating, too. Being able to see different people's handwriting, their ideas, and then mixing them around. I'm a big visual learner, so it's a helpful technique for me.
Nice. Greg Swan is with us. He is the Chief Strategy and Content Officer at The Social Lights here in the Twin Cities. All right, tell us your next highlight from the show.
So I may or may not be guilty of this, but sometimes when we sleep with another person in bed, the same bed, they might snore. And there's an award-winning technology called the Nightronic Z6 Smart Anti-Snore Pillow that launched at the show. It is a pillow that knows when you're snoring and it rolls you over.
Oh my goodness. This is amazing. This is amazing. Dan Cook suddenly just started paying huge attention to this. I deny it. My wife alleges that I snore from time to time. She would love this.
I got to squeeze it and test it out a little bit. Wasn't exactly laying down and falling asleep at the show today, but it's a really unique structure. It has some different air pockets inside. It listens, it senses.
Is it comfortable? I mean, if it's going to roll you over, there's got to be some sort of thing in there to physically move you, right?
You would think so. I sleep pretty soundly. It might need to do more than just roll me.
Is there a pillow that can wake up my 15-year-old when the alarm goes off at 6:15 in the morning? That's the technology I want to buy.
There's the million-dollar idea. That should be CES 2024. Right.
Very good. Well, Greg, so far, is this stuff, are you impressed? It's been a number of years since you've been out there. What are your overall thoughts?
I got to say, 2020 was one of my favorite years out here at the show after attending many years. For those who are not familiar, this is the show where CD players launched, the VCR, the Nintendo gaming system. There's a lot of things. You know, I just got done petting a virtual cat, right? So not everything's ready for prime time.
Right.
This is a pretty important show. It's very fun to see so many people here, so many companies investing and sharing after a couple of years off. And it's feeling like things are starting to come back.
Very good. All right. Is it true that the porn actress convention is going on at the same time as this electronic show? Is that true?
I have no idea.
Wouldn't know. That's the correct answer. Greg Swan. Very smart. Very smart. Thanks, Greg. This was really good. Greg Swan, The Social Lights. Going to bring home some of this knowledge. The tech knowledge back here to the Twin Cities after the show. And we'll post links to a lot of the stuff that Greg has talked about on WCCORadio.com. So look for that in just a bit. 5:44, we'll do traffic and weather together in just a minute here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.